The night cooled down. The men talked about their lives. Andre explained how he used to survive with gambling and bidding. His life in the small home he lived in, the struggles he led out each day. Most important, he told him how he was doing hard labor jobs to attend college. His grandfather attentively listened. All of a sudden, his grandfather started to shake uncontrollably. He dropped the glass into his hands on the floor. It shattered on the floor. Millions of tiny shreds of glass. Andre was startled. He got up and tried to help his grandfather. With pain and agony in his words, his grandfather advised him not to come near. Andre stood near him, waiting to help him when it was over. Eventually, his grandfather opened his eyes from the shaking. He looked up to Andre. His grandfather whispered to him, "It is ALS. It controls me. I have no power over my body." Andre shook his head, understanding what his grandfather was saying. He helped him walk around the glass as they both relaxed from the incident. Andre realized he needed to care for his grandfather. His grandpa started to talk, don't do these labor-intensive jobs. You've suffered enough. I will pay you. You will also move here. I don't think you should live in such a ransack. Andre turned to him. Do you mean it? He questioned. Of course, son. I'm a growing old and weak. I cannot keep up with all this property. Andre nodded. He moved in. He would move in. It was his responsibility.